Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Tuesday, June 11th, and this is your FT News Briefing. The head of the European Banking Authority says the agency's new powers aren't enough to stem the flow of so-called dirty money. Talks to create the first national data privacy law in the U.S. have come to a halt, and the head of Japan's Nissan wants to make peace with France's Renault. Plus, the FT's Gregory Meyer reports that U.S. farmers are experiencing one of the wettest springs on record. And he explains what all of this rain means for the industry as a whole. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. Europe's banking watchdog says its new powers aren't enough to stop the flow of dirty money that's been sweeping through the bloc. José Manuel Campa spoke with the FT in his first interview as chief executive of the European Banking Authority. He says the EBA has been handed a coordinating role rather than one that'll make sure there are even defenses across the EU against money laundering. Mr. Campa took up his post last month, and the powers he talked about were granted after Danske Bank's 200 billion euro money laundering scandal. The agency's credibility was severely dented by the way it approached that scandal. Its oversight has been traditionally hobbled by special interests and national pride. Mr. Campa said that the EBA had only been given a staff of 10 to work on anti-money laundering out of about 200 employees. Talks to introduce the first national data privacy law in the U.S. have ground to a halt. Sources briefed on the talks told the FT that U.S. senators are struggling to see eye to eye on how strict a privacy bill should be. The tech industry is hoping for a bill to be passed by the end of the year, when a separate data privacy law is set to go into force in California. The California bill is viewed by many as having a number of tough provisions that threaten to become the de facto national standard. Congress would have to pass a bill to override it before it becomes law on January 1, 2020. Some had hoped Congress would have released a draft bill several months ago, but negotiations between Republicans and Democrats have all but stalled. A national privacy bill would, if passed into law, for the first time, force companies to allow customers to access their data and potentially let customers stop companies from collecting or selling that data. And Nissan's chief executive wants to call a truce with its partner, French carmaker Renault. Hiroto Saikawa told the FT that the partners had to, quote, stabilize and reinforce their relationship. Renault and Japan's Nissan have had a 20-year alliance, but it was thrown into doubt after last year's arrest of then-Nissan chairman and then-Renault chief executive Carlos Ghosn. Things got worse after Renault and Fiat Chrysler held merger talks that ultimately failed last week. Then, over the weekend, Renault said it would block Nissan's planned governance reforms. Mr. Saikawa told the FT the change was something that Nissan, quote, cannot miss, and it triggered an all-out effort by Nissan to change Renault's mind. Mr. Saikawa said the alliance between the two companies was more than a cross-sharing or board member exchange structure. Rather, he said it's a, quote, cradle for cooperation and value creation. And here's a closer look at a story we're following. Last month, I visited Jessup, Iowa, a city in the northeast part of the state, to meet Ben Rinchi. Ben's the owner and manager of Blue Diamond Farming Company, where he and his team produce corn and soybeans. On the day I visited him, the sun was shining and Ben and his crew were hustling.
Running a farm is a lot more like running a fire station. It's kind of like you sit there and polish the truck and pat the Dalmatian and make spaghetti for the crew, and then the bell rings and you all go running for your gear and you go off and you go like hell until the job's done. And that's what it's like. I mean, it got fit. We're on call. We're going to go.
It was the first clear day he had in a while, and he needed to take advantage of it.
I mean, we're a month behind because of excessive rain. I mean, it was drenching rain. It's kind of dried out, so it's marginally fit to take the tractors back out to the field. And it's supposed to start pouring rain at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning.
his crew ended up going to bed around 2 a.m. the next day. And Ben's not the only one experiencing this bad weather.
There are images all over Twitter of tractors and planting equipment stuck in the mud, lake-like accumulations of water on what were supposed to be fields.
That's Gregory Meyer, the FT's natural resources reporter.
Spring is the planting season in the Midwest for corn and soybeans, which are the two principal crops grown there. And that's probably the most important agricultural region, or at least the most important region for grain production in the U.S. And this year, plantings have been severely delayed and repeatedly delayed because of intense and unrelenting rainfall from Ohio across to Nebraska. That's had a strong impact in the grain market as people were concerned that farmers won't be able to plant corn at all, or that if they do, the yields that they get on their fields are disappointing and will ultimately have lower supply. My story tried to examine this rainy spring in the context of the longer-term climate trend. With global warming, there are obviously a variety of effects and changing effects in different regions of the world. Some parts of the world are getting drier. Some parts of the world, like the Midwest, in the springtime have been getting, on average, wetter with more rain, more frequent rain. And from the climatologists I spoke to for this story, this current spring is part of that trend. It's a particularly pronounced example, but it does fit with that long-term climate trend we've been seeing for the past 30 years and is expected to intensify in the next 30 years.
So, Greg, how much rain are we actually talking about here?
Well, I mean, just for example, in Iowa, which is the heart of the Corn Belt and the largest corn-producing state in the country, over the past decade, rainfall from April to June from that critical planting period was 24% above the 20th century average, according to data from Gene Tackley, who's a professor at Iowa State University.
So earlier we heard from Ben, the farmer who I talked to in Iowa, and he said, you know, I have to take advantage of these good weather days since they happen so rarely. How are farmers like Ben reacting to a spring like this?
Farmers this spring are reacting by basically having to wait for planting windows to open for a few hours here or there, or a day here or there, when the rain stops. Those who are planting corn, which tends to go in before soybeans, who have just been flat out unable to plant, a number of them are now filing for government-backed insurance coverage where they'll get some compensation for the crop that they would have grown. I mean, longer term, there's obviously a wide variety of responses and views on the long-term climate trend and its causes and effects, but you are seeing farmers investing in assets that help facilitate farming in a wetter spring environment, and that includes what's called drainage tile, which is basically drainage systems that are installed underneath the soil that will help remove standing water from a field more quickly, and also just bigger, faster, more efficient equipment that can, for example, seed fields very, very quickly with dozens of rows planted at once so that you can really get it done. What's gotten the market's attention this year is the rains have been so relentless. In some cases, in many cases, farmers have been unable to plant at all. Data just was released by the USDA that gave an update on planting progress. Substantial progress was made in the past week. As of Monday, 83% of the nation's expected corn crop has now been planted. What an average for this time of year would be 99%, basically complete planting for corn. And in some states, the planting progress is much lower. In Ohio, only half the corn crop in that state has been planted so far.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. Today, we'll be keeping an eye on Tesla as the electric car maker holds its annual general meeting. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.